A woman who in childhood was physically abused by her father may find that her pain body becomes easily activated in any close relationship with a man. Alternatively, the emotion that makes up her pain body may draw her to a man whose pain body is similar to that of her father. Her pain body may feel a magnetic pull to someone who it senses will give it more of the same pain. That pain is sometimes misinterpreted as falling in love. A man who had been an unwanted child and was given no love and a minimum of care and attention by his mother developed a heavy, ambivalent pain body that consisted of unfulfilled, intense longing for his mother's love and attention, and at the same time intense hatred towards her for withholding what he so desperately needed. As an adult, almost every woman would trigger his pain body's neediness, a form of emotional pain. And this would manifest as an addictive compulsion to conquer and seduce almost every woman he met and in this way get the female love and attention that the pain body craved. He became quite an expert on seduction, but as soon as a relationship turned intimate or his advances were rejected, the pain body's anger towards his mother would come up and sabotage the relationship. When you recognize your own pain body as it arises, you will also quickly learn what the most common triggers are that activate it, whether it be situations or certain things other people do or say. When those triggers occur, you will immediately see them for what they are and enter a heightened state of alertness. Within a second or two, you will also notice the emotional reaction that is the arising pain body. But in that state of alert presence, you won't identify with it, which means the pain body cannot take you over and become the voice in your head. If you are with your partner at the time, you may tell him or her, "What you just said, or did, triggered my pain body." Have an agreement with your partner that whenever either of you says or does something that triggers the other person's pain body, you will immediately mention it. In this way, the pain body can no longer renew itself through drama in the relationship, and instead of pulling you into unconsciousness, will help you become fully present. Every time you are present when the pain body arises, some of the pain body's negative emotional energy will burn up, as it were, and become transmuted into presence. The rest of the pain body will quickly withdraw and wait for a better opportunity to arise again. That is to say, when you are less conscious. A better opportunity for the pain body to arise may come whenever you lose presence, perhaps after you've had a few drinks or while watching a violent film. The tiniest negative emotion, such as being irritated or anxious, can also serve as a doorway through which the pain body can return. The pain body needs your unconsciousness. It cannot tolerate the light of presence. The pain body as an awakener. At first sight, it may seem that the pain body is the greatest obstacle to the arising of a new consciousness in humanity. It occupies your mind, controls and distorts your thinking, disrupts your relationships, and feels like a dark cloud that occupies your entire energy field. It tends to make you unconscious, spiritually speaking, which means totally identified with mind and emotion. It makes you reactive, makes you say and do things that are designed to increase the unhappiness within yourself and the world. As unhappiness increases, however, it also causes increasing disruption in your life. Perhaps the body can't take the stress anymore and develops an illness or some dysfunction. Perhaps you become involved in an accident, some huge conflict situation or drama that was caused by the pain body's desire for something bad to happen, or you become the perpetrator of physical violence, or it all becomes too much and you cannot live with your unhappy self anymore. The pain body, of course, is part of that false self. Whenever you get taken over by the pain body, whenever you don't recognize it for what it is, it becomes part of your ego. Whatever you identify with turns into ego. The pain body is one of the most powerful things the ego can identify with, just as the pain body needs the ego to renew itself through it. That unholy alliance, however, eventually breaks down in those cases where the pain body is so heavy that the egoic mind structures, instead of being strengthened by it, are becoming eroded by the continuous onslaught of the pain body's energy charge. In the same way that an electronic device can be empowered by an electric current, but also destroyed by it if the voltage is too high.